A slight risk for severe storms area-wide throughout the day today. Heat advisory continues for today and tomorrow. Temperatures reach the upper 90s. Heat index ranges anywhere from 100 to 108 degrees. Patrick Kaur has your forecast all day here on Georgia 93.7, and you can find Patrick's in-depth video forecast on our website at discoverwalker.com. More than 100 new laws passed by the Georgia General Assembly took effect yesterday, impacting education, public safety, health care, and everyday life. Among the changes, schools must now limit personal electronic device use for students in kindergarten through the eighth grade under the Distraction-Free Education Act. New laws also strengthen human trafficking penalties, require training for hotels and short-term rentals, and create statewide animal cruelty database. In healthcare, Georgia's low THC oil program is now recognized as a medical cannabis program with updated regulations. Other new laws expand newborn safe haven protection, provide additional protection for seniors and homeowners, create paid maternity leave for eligible state employees, and require menu notices for restaurants serving imported shrimp. Several education changes also take effect, including new computer science graduation requirements and expanded virtual learning opportunities. The Walker County Planning Commission will hold a public hearing Thursday, July 16th at 6 at the Walker County Civic Center. Commissioners will consider several variance requests, including setback changes on Rock Creek Road, a request involving additional residences on a private drive in Rossville, and a proposal for manufactured homes within the Chickamauga Battlefield Overlay District. The commission will also review rezoning requests from Paradise Trust involving property on Ed's Lake Road in Lafayette. The meeting is open to the public. Chattooga County officials are inviting the public to comment on a proposed temporary moratorium involving certain non-traditional development projects. The moratorium could include cargo container homes, tiny home developments, multi-service community projects, and similar residential or mixed-use developments. The public meeting is scheduled for Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. at the Chattooga County Commissioner's Office on Commerce Street in Somerville. Officials say the meeting will allow residents, property owners, and developers to provide input before any action is taken. Stay with us. We've got more news coming up after this. The city of Lafayette will celebrate America's 250th anniversary during the annual Freedom Festival tonight. It's happening at the Ross Abney Sports Complex. The event begins at 5. It will feature patriotic entertainment, food, family activities, and the largest fireworks display in the festival's history. The Museum of Lafayette will also present a special history exhibit featuring local photographs, artifacts, and a community timeline. The free event will include activities for all ages before the fireworks in the finale. Details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out at discoverwalker.com. Download the Georgia 93.7 WQCH app today. It's available in the App Store, and you can listen everywhere you go. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7, and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.